Yimchumar Naga women break tradition to enter mooring and beat log drum. BJP leader and Nagaland's member of parliament to Rajya Sabha, S. Pangyon Konyak and other women participated in the beating of the log drum for the first time by women at Vansoi village, under Noklak district, not far from Myanmar borders, on April 13. Noklak, Nagaland, Yimchumar Naga women achieved what was considered unthinkable even a few days back. In a first and historical move breaking the age-old traditions and customs, women entered the auspicious Naga hut, mooring, and beat the highly respected log drum in Vansoi village in Noklak district in eastern Nagaland on April 13. BJP leader and Nagaland's member of parliament to Rajya Sabha, S. Pangyon Konyak and other women participated in the beating of the log drum for the first time by women at Vansoi village, under Noklak district, not far from Myanmar borders, on April 13. This was a unique forward-looking event as the Naga society is traditionally known for being a staunch male chauvinist society. And even at present, the state is in turmoil over the issue of 33% reservation for women in urban local bodies. Several tribal bodies have slammed the Naga Mothers Association. The mooring is a key institution of the Nagas and is regarded as the center of the social life of males, generally unmarried men. The development of women entering the mooring has been complemented by Prime Minister Narendra Modi as a very important step towards women empowerment. Nagaland's Member of Parliament to Rajya Sabha, S. Pangyon Konyak, the first Naga woman to enter the Rajya Sabha, paid tribute to the Vansoi village leaders while informing that she attended the event marking the women's entry to the village mooring as a guest of honour. A tribute of gratitude to the collective wisdom of Vansoi village leaders who have understood that in today's progressive society women also are equal members and allowed women of Vansoi to enter the mooring and play the log drum for the first time, she has tweeted. According to her, tradition never allowed women to even step inside a mooring. As guest of honor, I joined the Khyamnyangan women as they stepped forward in ringing in a new era of Nari Shakti, she said, sharing photos and a video of the event. On April 15, PM Modi lauded the progressive step. A very important step, which will give a boost to dignity and empowerment of women. Compliments to the people of Vansoi village, he tweeted. It must be noted here that traditionally entry or access to mooring is given mostly to unmarried male members of the society who learns social practices and beliefs as well as the way of life. Likewise, the beating of the log drum is also considered a male domain, for Nagas as such method is used during various emergencies, festivals and important events surrounding the village polity. However, in a non-traditional setup, particularly during the annual state's premier hornbill festival, such practices are seldom followed. During festivals, women participate in the beating of log drum in some areas. In Nagaland, the BJP created history in March 2022 when it nominated a woman leader, S. Pangyon Konyak, as the party candidate for the state's lone Rajya Sabha. Fielding its state women's wing chief for the Rajya Sabha polls may not seem much of a surprise in the rest of India. But it was a path-breaking move in Nagaland, where patriarchy and male chauvinism rule politics. Nagaland had never elected a woman to its state legislature till March 2023, when two women NDPP nominees made it to the assembly. Earlier, women did contest assembly elections occasionally but could never win. Prior to BJP nominee Pangnan's election to Rajya Sabha in 2022, the only instance of Nagaland sending a woman to parliament was in the 1970s. Ranom Shaza was elected as Nagaland MP to the Lok Sabha as a United Democratic Front, UDF, candidate, defeating the sitting Congress Chief Minister Hokishe Sema in the post-emergency anti-Congress wave in 1977. It goes without stating that Nagaland has a high literacy rate, and English is its official language. However, the Nagaland Assembly holds the dubious distinction of opposing the Women's Reservation Bill, which had sought to reserve 33% of state legislatures and parliamentary seats for women. In 1997, during the tenure of the SC Jameer government in Nagaland, the then Parliamentary Affairs Minister, Jove Lohe, moved a resolution, which the Assembly passed unanimously. The opposition Nagaland People's Council, NPC, the earlier avatar of the Naga People's Front, led by the flamboyant late Wamuzo, were part of the move. The Naga Students' Federation, NSF, the influential pressure group, too had written to the Parliamentary Select Committee chairperson Geeta Mukherjee of CPI, saying the bill went against Naga tradition. Even the women's reservation in urban local bodies has been vehemently opposed. Projecting Matri Shakti, women's power, has been Prime Minister Narendra Modi's political mission in the Northeast. In the run-up to the Manipur polls in 2022, the BJP appointed the first woman president of the state unit, Sharda Devi. In the ultimate analysis, the move paid in dividends. In Tripura, the BJP projected several women leaders, including lawmaker Pratima Bhaumik, Union Minister of State for Social Justice and Empowerment in the Modi government. She became the first Tripura resident and only the second woman from the Northeast to be a Union Minister in mid-2021. Topics: Vansoi Village Noklak New Era of Nari Shakti Vome Empowerment Beating of Log Drum Nagaland Spangmyon Konyak Yimchumar Naga Women Break Tradition Women Entered Naga Hut Mooring.